Okay, I want to discuss with you today the Mizmor we say before Psukei de Zimra, Ashkenaz, Mizmor Lavid, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis to David. The question is, how in the world did this Mizmor get in the Siddur here? Psukei de Zimra begins with a bracha. We begin with a bracha and we end with a bracha. It's a sandwich. We begin with Baruch Sha'omar and we conclude with Yishtabach. The liquid part of Psukei de Zimra is Ashrei, and we have the Halalukas. There are five Halalukas. There are two primary Halalukas. That's the real Psukei de Zimra. Baruch Sha'omar, Ashrei, two Halalukas, Yishtabach, and that's it. And then you go into Birchas Kriya Shema. So we expand upon the Psukei de Zimra. We read Hodu, and we have Mizmor the Soda, and we have Baruch Hashem li olam amen vi amen vayvarach David v'chodos marbris. Somehow, some way, the shira got in there mysteriously. But the most bizarre part of Mizmor LaSod, there's also a whole story. What's that doing there? But really, one of the most bizarre parts of davening is this Mizmor Lamed that appears in Litz Nusach Ashkenaz before Baruch Shamar. How did it get here? So shockingly, we're shocked to discover that the Torah says doesn't belong here. The only reason why it got here, in fact, the only time it should be said is on Chanukah. Chanukah, we know that we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis David. After that, we say it after davening as a Mizmor. That really we should say it instead of the mizmor for the yom. You know, yeah, every single day you have the mizmor for the yom. So in addition to the mizmor for the yom, we say the mizmor for Chanukah. On Purim you have another mizmor if you want. On Pesach there are some siddurim which have special mizmorim that are said in honor of each particular calendar day, Yom Tov, special day of the year. But that it should be inserted before davening. So the Torah says that originally, or that it appears in his time, they did not recite special mizmorim after davening. And honor of Chanukah, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David is inserted. That's a whole another question. What does Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David have to do with Chanukah? So the simple answer, of course, is Chanukah Sabayis. Chanukah is called after the renewal of the Mizbeach, Chanukah Sabayis. So therefore this Mizmor on a very similar level fits into that theme. It was recited on Chanukah and somehow it stuck. People did not take away the menorah when Chanukah was over. The menorah was by their window still until it came Pesach. Right? And I guess since they saw the menorah there, they got confused. Maybe it's still Chanukah. And they kept on saying it day after day, and somehow it became part of our Nusach HaTfilah. It's a very interesting... What?
Does that make any sense?
So the question, obviously, better. The truth is, there are poskim. I don't remember the names. There are poskim that say that you should not say it. There are poskim that say it's a mistake. It should not be said. It was put in, not to say it. You don't say Mizmor Shir Chanukah. If you go to a yeshiva, in many yeshiva minyanim, you would never know they say it. They say they start with Baruch Sha'amar, the shatz gets up, Baruch Sha'amar, Yishtabach, Psukei de Zimra. Don't start playing around with the Nusach HaTfilah. Psukei de Zimra. So that's a new thing to say Kaddish. These are all things. These are all additions. To go to a very pure Litvish minyan, they don't say Kaddish. They don't say after all. They start. You say Kaddish by yourself. You say Kaddish by yourself, and davening begins with Baruch Shamar V'Hoyo Hoylam. This that we do today, we have embellished. It's become the custom. Lies a German minhagim. We've embellished the davening with saying brachas v'tzibur, brachas hashachar, and then we have a mekadesh shimcha barabim. We say shema, a short version of shema. We say a kadesh yosem, a kadesh rabban, a kadesh yosem. These are embellishments, but they're not the ikar. Somehow, so there are places that say that it should not be said. Some say you shouldn't say. Why? Tircha de tzibura. Tircha de tzibura. Don't trouble them. However, we do say it. So why do we say it? So the Torah says, you say it only in Chanukah. So I was just thinking, I don't know if there's any truth to this. You go to the Korbanos, it's very interesting that there's one thing that we really leave out in Korbanos. We read the Talmud, right? The Talmud, that's the Ikar. Ikar Shebekar. The Ketores, we say, we go through an elaboration of Psukim, and we go through the Mishnah, the Gemara, all the different Sanmonim, all the Braisos about the Ketores. And if you say the Perek Ezel Mekamim, you go through all of the all of the Kurbanos, you elaborate, and even the Kiyar, we discussed that. The Kiyar, if you learn that the Kiyar is part of the Seder of the Talmud, we say the Kiyar, and there's Trumas Hadeshen. There's one thing that's really missing. It's the Hadlokas Haneros. Now you'll tell me the Hadlokas Haneros, you don't do, it's Hatovas Haneros. Only the Rambam is of the opinion that you light the Neros every single day in the morning. The Rambam holds you only light the Neros at night. You don't light the Neros by day. The day, there's Hatovas Haneros. You clean, you prepare the menorah for the evening. But of course, that's the Rambam says you do. The Rambam says you do light it by day. But most Rishonim hold you don't. But still, the menorah is a very important part of the avoda. Hatovas Haneros. You clean five Neros, you clean two Neros. When do you do it? So you say it very, you only say it in a Bayha Mesadeh, Seydan Racham Shemadeh, Gmaralib Damashal. You say that in passing. It's mentioned as part of the Seder Avoda. It's thrown in, it's mentioned just superficially, but it's not given its own limelight. It's just there. Perhaps that's why we say Mizmashir Chanukah Sabah Yisla, being that Mizmashir indeed is a Mizmah that's Meyuchat Chanukah, and the way that we remember Chanukah practically is by Hadlokas Haneros. It is a Chavilus that has been extended from Chanukah to fill in something that's really lacking in Korbanos. Korbanos, big thing that's missing in Korbanos is the menorah. That Tavas Haneros, Halakas Haneros. You never get a chance to do that when you want to reenact the Seder Havoda. By saying Mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David, and we in the Mizmah, which is the Mizmah of Chanukah, it brings to mind the menorah, the Chashivas of the menorah. It fills in this missing gap. Okay, that's one approach. And now let me give you some of the more simpler approaches of why we say Mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis. The simplest is that it follows from Korbanos. Korbanos, we try to reenact the Talmud, the all the Seder Havoda, the Pitim HaKetoris, and we even include Yiratzom Lufanocha Hashem Elokeinu Lasenu Sheyibana Beis Hamigdash Halavai Sheyibana Beis Hamigdash Bemheira V'Yameinu V'Sin Chokinim V'Sarasav Hashem Elokeinu V'Yirik Nelam V'Choshim Kavonios. And then we say Mizmah Shir. That's right, a faith that it will be rebuilt. It's not just Yihi Ratzon, may it be. It will be. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is what flows, what follows from our tefillah of Yehi Ratzon Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash. It's as simple as that. Furthermore, this Mizmor is problematic because David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo. The one that gave the plans was David. Yet Chazal say that since David, you made all the plans, Hashem says, in my eyes, it's as if David built the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know this? The Mizmar. Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis. Well, David. David was the one that inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash. No, he wasn't. But because David wanted to, he was Mechadim the preparations, Kilu, he did. That's why we say it. Although we are Yehirat Samilof Nechashem Lachim Sheyibon Beis HaMikdash, we come to say that we did it. It's not just Me Hashem, we build the Beis HaMikdash. It's Ki'ilu, we did build the Beis HaMikdash, no less than David, who also built the Beis HaMikdash, even though he did not. Yeah.
Is that where we get to say Tov Machshava Kemaisa?
Yeah, absolutely. Machshava Tov, Hashem is Mitztarev Machshava Tov Kemaisa. We learn from David. David, Chanukah Sabayis for David. So this is a very similar reason why we say Mizmah. Now let's go to some more esoteric reasons. There are 13, many of our David Cohen is heavily steeped in the number 13. There are 13 psukim in Mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. According to Rav David Cohen, he's drawing upon, not everything is from him, he's drawing upon some of the early commentators, that is why this Mizmah appears here. Now let's give you different examples of the number 13, why it's so a critical number in the Nusach HaTzilah. How many brachas are there in Shemona Esrei? 19, correct? But from those 19, 6 are just packaging. The first and the last three. So what is the center of Shemona Esrei? 13 brachas. The 13, the ikar part of Tzilah, when we come, we make our tzrachim, our needs, are the 13 middle prayers, requests in Shemona Esrei. The beginning of davening, before we begin, is we make mention, we make note of the number 13, by reciting this Mizmah, which has 13 psukim, and to a certain degree, and this requires some heavy-duty drush, each one of these psukim you can figure this out and make it really work out well. Each one of these psukim corresponds to each one of the 13 requests that we will make in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's one approach. Another example, 13. David HaMelech was sick for 13 years. This is a medrash. And that's why he said this mizmar. David HaMelech, in the last 13 years of his life, he was extremely ill, and after 13 years of illness, he, being bedridden, he was able to stand on his feet, and he recited this mizmar thanksgiving for his refuah, from getting his strength back. And in fact, if you want to go more deeply into the Medrash says that David HaMelech, he gave over what's called the Megillas, there's a certain Megillah which has all the details of the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Megillah, there was a Sefer which had the blueprints for the Beis HaMikdash, and this was given to David by I don't know where the Medrash is. There's a whole list of who gave the Mesor, who David received this Megillah from. It went back many generations, and the rule was you have to give it over standing, whatever that means. And David was not able to stand. David was bedridden. And when David was able to finally stand on his feet after 13 years of illness, he gave this over to his son Shlomo. And that's why he said, "Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani, you have raised me. V'lo simachta oivali, my enemies who criticized me for the sin of Bathsheba. The sin they felt that I would never be able to stand on my feet, I would never be able to deliver, to continue the tradition, to hand over the Megillah that had the blueprint for the Beis HaMikdash standing, and you have given me great simcha by giving me the strength that I can stand and I can give it over to my son Shlomo in a standing position." And that was the completion of the preparations for the Beis HaMikdash, which again goes back to the previous parak, the previous Karbanos, which deals with the Yiratzam Lefanach Hashem Lekinu Sheibon Beis HaMikdash Benheira V'yemein. Okay, so there are 13 psukim corresponding to David HaMelech's 13 years of illness, which he was bedridden. Now he's well, he's able to give over the Megillah to his son Shlomo. Now there's another very important number 13. And that is, there are 13 parts to, at least according to Nusach Ashkenaz, to Psukei Dezimra. So this, what do we mean there are 13 parts? What's the first part of Psukei Dezimra? Not the brachas. The brachas, the packaging. But what is the ikur part of Psukei Dezimra? Number one is Hodu. That's the first part. What comes after Hodu? Mizmar Lesoda. What's the third part?
Yichavod.
The fourth part? Ashrei. Then comes five Halalukas, which takes us to 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After the five Halalukas, we come to Baruch Hashem. That's 10. Then comes to Vayavarech David is 11. V'charos Imo HaBris is 12. And Vayosha, which is the Shira, Vayosha is part of the Shira, is 13. There are 13 parts to Psukei Dezimra. As a way to remember the 13 parts, we say Mizmor Shel Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. Each one of these psukim corresponds to the 13 sections that we are about to recite. It's like a blueprint. It's like the abstract. Before you read the article, you have the abstract. And then you go into the article, each one of these psukim corresponds. Obviously, you need a little bit more heavy-duty drush to extrapolate, to get out, to bring out how each one of these things fits. Okay, now there is, let me see, I have my, what I put, whoops, paper. What I do with it? Nope. It's here. I'll send this to the book. Nope. No, it's not this. Alright, I guess I lost it. Alright. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another reason why we say Mizmor Shir is, let's think about the Pesach Seder. Pesach Seder, we have a principle. Oh, great. Thank you very much. Right in front of me. Hiding in plain sight. Right? Hiding in plain sight. Okay, another popular reason why we recite the Mizmor Shir is because it's similar to the concept we have when it comes by the Pesach Seder. At the Pesach Seder, what do we? The principle is Maschil Bignus Umisayim B'Shach. We start off Avodim Mitchilo Ovdei Avodah Zorah Hayu Avoseinu V'Achshav Kervana Hakadosh Makom LaAvodaso, or we were Avodim Lufaro. And so on and so forth, and we come to our geula. That represents the ultimate shvach. From the fact that the Haggadah is built, Haggadah is the time when we have an obligation to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ultimate praise, and the Haggadah is structured in the form of Maschil Bignus Messiah B'Shvach, we learn from it, from the Haggadah, that's how you give praise. The ultimate praise is to show you've gone from the lowest of low, you've come to the high. From all of the Mizmorim in Tehillim, go with all 147 or 150, depending on your calculation, it appears, the way the Mefarshim explained, is that Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David from all of them captures the concept of Maschil Bignus Umesayin B'Shvach. The entire thing is Aramimcha Hashem Ki Delisani, you've uplifted me. This theme is repeated over and over again. Shivati Elech, I cried out to you, Vati Rabbeni, I was in a state of sickness, you healed me. Hashem He'elisa Min She'ol Nafshi, you have given me life from the grave of my soul. Chi Sani, you've given me life, Yodivar. Goes on and on. Vani Amarati V'Shabal Molilam, Hemadla Hari Oz, Hafachta, really, the end really says it all. Hafachta mispidi limocholi. You have transformed my mourning into joy, into dancing. The theme of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is to go from low to a high. It captures Maschil Bignus Umesayim B'Shvach. Being we are coming here to give Suke Dezimra, to give Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we have to keep in mind before we begin. We have to keep in mind this idea. Okay, that's another idea. Another idea, going back to what?
Well, it's really, this Mizmor is more identified with Purim than...
It is?
Yeah.
That's a Yelus HaShachar.
That's also...
It's another Mizmor. Okay, all right. Now another thing I forgot to mention about the number 13, why it's so critical. How many Kohanim, this was appeared in the Daf Yomi not that long ago, how many Kohanim participated in the bringing of the Karban Tamid? 13. There were 13 Kohanim. So since then the Tamid is so intertwined into the Nusach HaTfilah, we recite a Mizmor that has 13 to remind us of the 13 Kohanim that participated in the Carbon Tomit. Okay. Another reason why we recite this Mizmor, given by the Orach HaShulchan. Psugei de Zimra are, by and large, the Shiros of David. Everything about Psugei de Zimra is David. Vayavarech David es Hashem leinikol hakol, even that, even the very end, is David. Everything are all the Mizmorim, the words of Shevach that were composed by David, from beginning to end. David, when did Klal Yisrael recognize that David was really the real deal? Unfortunately, it was not until after he died. Because in David's lifetime, David had many enemies that claimed that he was illegitimate because of, first of all, he came from Moab, and more specifically because of the chait of Bathsheba. David and Bathsheba, he lost his Ruach HaKodesh, he lost his legitimacy in being Melech of Yisrael, in his ability to have the Shechina resting upon him to select the Mokim, L'shichna Sibshu Vasa Sham. According to Medrash, I don't have the Medrash in front of me, I don't know where it is, but when everyone knows the famous Chazal, when Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Gemara says the doors were sealed, the doors did not allow the Aron to enter, and Shlomo began very desperate, and he began to sing different renanos, different songs of praise, and the doors still remain shut. Until finally, at the very end of a long story, after he said, Su, Shodav Hashem, V'nasa Pisri, I love you, the Melchama, me was the Melchama, the whole story, Ba'avur David Avdecha, Al Toshev Pnei Meshichecha, the doors opened. And at that moment in time, all of David's enemies turned, their faces turned black like the bottom of a pot. The Medrash goes on, to say what did Shlomo HaMelech say at that moment in time after their faces turned black and everyone recognized David's legitimacy. Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis to David. At that moment in time, he recited this Mizmor. David now has been recognized as legitimate. The Aron only entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when they saw, and this Mizmor, the Chanukah Sabayis, the Chanukah Sabayis only happened because of David. Because of David. And that's why this whole theme goes. David made mistakes, we acknowledge. He made terrible mistakes in his life. He sinned with Bathsheba. He was ill for 13 years. But he has been uplifted. He has been raised from these sins. Hashem has forgiven him. He has been uplifted. Therefore, before we can proceed into Psukei Dezimra and recite the Shiros, the Tishbachos that were composed by David, we have to recognize that David is the real deal. David is legitimate.
That's the recognition of That's legitimacy. Right.
Just as Shlomo HaMelech recognized the legitimacy of David when the doors opened up, the Chanukah Sabayis to David, and he recited this Mizmah which captures David's rise from his mistakes, we do the same thing before we can proceed and go further. Okay. Okay, this is the Marsham. This is the Marsham is an Acharon, but he says, why are we focusing on the Bayis Mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David? This is the Bayis Rishon. We should really focus on the Bayis Shlishi. For us, it's real. So he says that the three words, I don't know where he gets this from, the three words Mizmah Shir and really more three words represent the three Bati Mikdoshos. Mizmah corresponds to the Bayis Rishon. Shir is a higher level, that was the Bayis Sheni. Chanukah Sabayis is the Bayis Shlishi. So after we say, I don't know where this comes from. Is it a Medrash? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's a Medrash. But he says that these three expressions, Mizmor, Shir, Chanukah, Sabayis, correspond to three Bayis Mikdash. That's why we say it here after we mention, okay, let me just make sure I didn't forget anything. I wrote something here and I have no idea what this means. I have no idea what this means. Okay, it's only yesterday. It's scary. It's only yesterday I wrote this down. Okay, one other thing. This is more Kabbalistic. Okay, we... Minog... I don't know if I should say this. I don't know what this means altogether. But Minog Svart, this is a Groh. We're shocked that the Groh would say something like this. The Minog Svart says Mizmor Shir after Hodu. There's a difference where you say Hodu. I don't know what this means. It seems that when you say Hodu, if you're really into Kabbalah, there's some collateral damage. The Hodu comes from Divrei Hayomim. It's Ksuvim. It's not Divrei. The truth is Tehillim is also Ksuvim. I don't know. The Divrei Hayamim is a very holy Sefer, but the holiness of the Sefer also brings with it, I don't know, it brings with it trouble. Mizmor Shir, he says, is the antidote to any type of damage that can come, whatever, I don't know, I'm just saying words, that can come from saying Hodu. Therefore, he says, the better place to say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David is after Hodu, like Nusach Svart.
So they got it right.
They got it right. So what do we do? So he says, though, the Groz says, so what's the next best thing? Because he says, so we Ashkenazim who say it before, well, I don't know if the Groz said it, but that, we say Mizmor L'Soda. That's the reason why, the only reason I'm bringing this out is to bring out this point, is that why do we say Mizmor L'Sodo where we do? In Nusach Ashkenaz. We say it after, right after Hodu, we say Mizmor L'Sodo. What we're trying to accomplish with Mizmor L'Sodo is the same thing Nusach Svard is coming to accomplish with Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. That's why Nusach Svard says Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David right after Hodu, and they say Mizmor L'Sodo after Baruch Sha'amar. The only point I want to make is our Mizmor L'Sodo is equivalent to the Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, which means there's a relationship. What relationship is, I don't know, but there is, obviously, maybe when we say Mizmor Soda, there will be some further connection. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Have a wonderful day. See you all tomorrow.